Daniel 4, Day 5, The Fulfillment of the Dream and the Apparent Conversion. From the summary of the internal sense, they were so stupid in respect to the truths and goods of the church as to be no longer men, and this fact was confirmed from heaven where they were seen to be such. They feared as yet to extend their dominion over heaven and the church, but acknowledged the Lord before those who were under obedience to them. Arcana Celestia 10:29-6 and Apocalypse Explained 6:50, section 32. That King Nebuchadnezzar, consequently Babylon itself, is meant by that tree and all things of it is plainly declared in verses 20-22, and that the things that were heard happened to the king, namely, that he was driven out from man, dwelt with the beast of the field, ate the herb like oxen until seven times had passed over him, is evident from verses 32-34 of the same chapter. That these things came upon him because of the love of self and the pride of his own dominion is evident from these words of his: "Is not this great Babylon which I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the glory of mine honor?" Apocalypse Revealed 7:1-7. By Babylon, or Babel, is meant the love of dominion over the holy things of the church from self-love. And because that love ascends in proportion as the reins are relaxed to it, and as the holy things of the church are also the holy things of heaven, therefore by Babylon, or Babel, is also signified dominion over heaven. And because this love thus acts the part of the devil, because it aspires to the same things as the devil, it cannot do otherwise than profane holy things, by adulterating the goods and truths of the word. Therefore, by Babylon or Babel is also signified the profanation of what is holy, and the adulteration of good and truth from the word. Divine Providence 278. Evils cannot be removed unless they appear. This does not mean that man is to do evils in order that they may appear, but that he is to examine himself, not his actions only, but also his thoughts, and what he would do if he were not afraid of the laws and disgrace, especially what evils he holds in his spirit to be allowable and does not regard as sins, for these he still commits. In order that man may examine himself, an understanding has been given him, and this separate from the will, that he may know, understand, and acknowledge what is good and what is evil, and also that he may see the quality of his will, and or what it is that he loves and desires. In order that he may see this, his understanding has been furnished with higher and lower thought, or interior and exterior thought, to enable him to see from his higher or interior thought what his will is doing in the lower or exterior thought. This he sees as a man sees his face in a mirror, and when he sees it and knows what sin is, he is able, if he implores the help of the Lord, not to will it, but to shun it, and afterwards to act against it. If not wholeheartedly, still he can exercise constraint upon it by combat, and at length turn away from it and hate it. Now, and not before, he first perceives and also feels that evil is evil, and that good is good. This, then, is what is involved in examining oneself, seeing one's evils and recognizing them, confessing them, and afterwards desisting from them. Apocalypse Explained 1100. The tree signifies the church called Babylon in its beginning and progress, and here that church in the knowledges of truth and good. Its beginning and progress is described in the words, "It became great and strong, its leaf was beautiful, and its flower much, and in it was food for all." Its affections of good and thoughts of truth are signified by the beast of the field that had shade under it, and the birds that dwelt in its branches. that it lifted up its dominion over the holy things of the church and of heaven is meant by a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven and cried out, "Hew down the tree and cut off his branches." That beast and bird here signify affections and thoughts is evident from its being said, when the tree was cut down, lest the beast flee away from under it and the birds from its branches. Questions and points of discussion. The interpretation of the dream was like seeing himself in a mirror for Nebuchadnezzar. Why does the Lord permit evil? How does the doctrine of permissions help us when we see evils in society and the country? What is the best way to respond? How does the doctrine of permissions help us when we see evils in the church? What is the best way to respond? What is the relationship between permissions and self-examination? How does a church examine itself? Remains are instilled in childhood, but they also occur in adult life. For example, they are instilled after temptations as states of consolation and peace. Think of examples with children, in marriage. What is the genuine response when a vastation or temptation ends?